Our outdated and convoluted permitting system has resulted in a barrage of baseless litigation. Activists are manipulating the process by using the courts to push an extreme agenda of blocking pipelines at all costs. This sets our nation back, both by undermining America's energy progress and by denying local communities the benefits that modern pipelines provide. These include revenue, good-paying union jobs, and access to energy that's affordable, reliable, and cleaner. America is now the world's energy leader, and in the long run, nations will require more energy, not less. Over the next 30 years, the global population may grow by about 2 billion, and the world's energy demand may increase by nearly 50%, with more than half of that demand coming from oil and natural gas. We have a choice as to whether the energy that we use will continue to come from here, or instead will come from hostile regimes. What activists have done is to stand in the middle of the supply that has come online over the past decade, which is ironic since pipelines are the safest and most environmentally responsible way to transport energy in the U.S. This is delaying not just pipelines, but all infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, solar plants, and wind farms. We need to fix our regulatory environment and permitting system, because the interests of a small group of activists shouldn't stand in the way of America's infrastructure needs.